Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with TBD, Josh Reese.
Acknowledge me.
Andrew, God, it's
the worst
hard.
Roman Reigns impression ever.
It's hard carrying this podcast on my back.
This is awful.
On my back.
Oh my God, what have I done?
Carrying this company.
What have I allowed to happen?
Just bask in my glory. Oh, it's amazing.
How many gimmicks have you stolen now? Now you're stealing Roman Reigns, Keith Lee.
Too many. You know what?
Keith Lee, R.I.P.
R.I.P. He'll be somewhere, maybe. I don't know.
Well, he's too big for AEW, right?
No.
But he could do flips.
They would love him. A big guy that could do flips.
He could be on Elevation.
Right? You know what? No.
He'd be the star of Elevation.
Lance Archer broke his fucking neck, so they need someone to replace Lance Archer to break their fucking...
They need a new... They need a new...
They need a new giant
a new
that
monster
can do flips.
Jobber.
That's right.
New, yeah.
That's where Keith Lee will fit in.
Right.
But Andrew, oh man, this is amazing.
What is?
Just these belts.
Is it?
I kind of feel like I need to enter a score sheet so I can be Joshy three belts.
Oh God.
I kind of feel like that needs to happen. The world needs Josh to have more belts.
You got
to
show up to win the title.
Man. I'm going to think about it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it. I only do it for you. WWW Universe. Go put these down.
Yeah, please. Good God. Those things have suffered enough with you regaling them.
Oh, lots of regaling. Lots of regaling.
This one's starting to... We need some new belts.
It's because I've had it for so long and I've regaled so many times.
Ryan Hensley, who's made these, he recently said, like, we need a new NXT belt because it's not colorful enough.
That's true. And you know what, Ryan Hensley? We also need some Josh Champion decals on here.
Oh, sure, sure.
Like, what are those called?
Yeah, our own decals.
I need my own plates. Yeah. My own plates in here. Joshy two belts.
That'd be hilarious. We have a rainbow belt and it's the NXT belt.
No, it's tie-dye, like Mick Foley and Dude McFoley.
Yeah.
No, I'm not getting it right. You know what I'm saying.
Well, I'm not going to say it.
Mr. Dude?
No.
Cowboy Dude?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
Oh, that's upsetting.
All right, so AEW Dynamite open. It's Dude Love, you idiot.
Dude Love, I was so close.
Not really.
So close.
Not really.
No. Mr. Dude Love.
Mr. Dude Foley. Jesus.
I was so close.
All right, so Dynamite opens with a backstage promo from the Super Elite. I thought this could have been done after Hangman Page's segment, but whatever.
Right.
Kenny Omega says, I haven't watched the match back yet from Full Gear, but people are already asking me, when's the rematch going to be? There's some things I need to fix, and I can't do it here. So if I can count on you to hold the fort while I'm gone, I'd really appreciate it. Adam Cole says, don't worry, Cleaner, I got this. And Omega says, sorry, but I was talking to the Bucks. And then Cole was like, oh, yeah, no problem. And they're like, yo, you know, we'll all hold the fort down for you. It's cool.
See, planting the seed. Adam Cole is going to take over. Also, I guess it only makes sense that the Bucks are there.
Right.
Because Kenny hasn't watched it yet.
He has not watched
Kenny
it
would
yet.
Be pissed.
So he doesn't know the Bucks have fucked him over.
Right.
It's
strange.
This is going to lead to the Mount Rushmore stable. Adam Cole, the Young Bucks, and Kevin Steen.
Because
that's what they were in Ring of Honor or the Indies or whatever. They were Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
It was the four of them. Mm-hmm. That's what it's going to lead to.
Okay. I could see that.
Yeah.
Ooh. And then you get cool Kyle coming over in a couple months.
Well, I don't know about that. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm titillated, Andrew.
Titillated. I mean, I don't know if that's what they're going to call themselves again, because they might have Fish and O'Reilly, but, you know, like, but...
Right, but it's very clearly...
It's got to be them.
Very clearly leading to Omega being pushed out.
Right. Yeah. But speaking of the whole Bucks, Page, Omega thing at Full Gear... Some of our fans told us that Adam Page apologized to the Bucks on Rampage the night before Full Gear, and that's why the Bucks let Page win at Full Gear. So We were confused saying it made no sense, but then we got the answer, and it turns out it makes even less sense.
Well, yeah, especially with the Bryan Danielson.
So all you have to do is apologize to the bad guys, and the bad guys won't hurt you?
Right.
How does that make any sense? And then why did the Bucks come out there to not do anything?
Right.
That's what makes no sense. None of it makes sense.
They just came out to watch front row. And it made even less sense when we're going to get to it when a certain person turned heel for no reason.
And there's nothing
like, out of nowhere.
And we find later in the show the Young Bucks are still shitheads.
Yeah,
so why do they?
They're not necessarily good.
Why did they want Paige to beat Omega? I don't understand.
Yeah,
they've interfered in every single fucking match.
The only reason I can see is that they, you know, they're pushing them out, but they didn't tell that story until now.
No, there was like never a problem with the Bucks and Omega.
Right.
Never.
I need a little bit more storytelling before then.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. Speaking of things that don't make sense, we have Hangman Adam Page's championship celebration. Jim Ross said it's Cowboy Shiznit Day.
Whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, we should have done some research. If I would have known that Dynamite was going to be in Page's hometown a few days after Full Gear, probably would have picked him. Yeah,
I guess they do like giving wins to people who are in their.
It's
hometown.
The opposite of WWE.
Yeah,
you lose if you're in your hometown in WWE. But the Dark Order's in the ring, and John Silver introduces the Hangman, and the initial pop from the crowd was pretty underwhelming.
Yeah,
like when his music hit, but then he comes out, he gets in the ring, and then they chant, "You deserve it," but he says, "No, I don't deserve it. I effing earned it."
I was kind of confused by that. I mean, isn't that slightly heelish talk?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
No? Okay.
They also chant cowboy shit, and he says, I know this championship carries a lot of responsibility, and that responsibility next is the American Dragon, Bryan Danielson. So, mm-hmm. Bryan Danielson comes out to the ring, congratulates Paige, and says, I'm excited for our match, but I'm disappointed that it's not Kenny Omega. Paige says, well, it's not Omega because I beat his ass at Full Gear, and I managed to do it in less than 30 minutes.
Slight rap horn.
So far, it's just some baby face back and forth.
Right. Nothing too damaging.
But after this, I have no fucking idea what happened. Take a listen.
Listen, I didn't come out here to start any beef between us. I didn't want any of that. You're not going to be wrestling somebody who's going to dress up as a Ghostbuster on Halloween. I'm coming to kick some ass.
That's a good line.
And if you guys want to see cowboy shit, apparently cowboy shit doesn't involve wrestling. I'm out here wrestling every week and you're just out here flapping your gums. So... that. When I won the world championship at WrestleMania, I wrestled the very next day.
That's canon? That's canon?
I wrestled the very next day.
I got some bruise.
Of course, Virginia boos hard work.
I like how they booed WrestleMania as if these fucking super fans that go to AEW shows also don't go to WrestleMania.
Right.
Watch. How many of those fans already bought their WrestleMania tickets? 85%? 90%?
Right. It's crazy. It was
boo,
insane.
WrestleMania sucks.
No, you don't mention the other company. Hey, I'm going to go home and watch
I bought the $5,000 tickets, so we got to take a chair home. Yeah. Right. That's great. You get to bring a WrestleMania chair home.
Yeah, all these people in Yes shirts.
Right. So, look, Bryan Danielson is a great heel, but this was an unnatural heel turn.
Out of nowhere.
This was cringy. There's no basis for it at all.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. He's been nothing but a babyface since he's shown up.
Right.
Fighting the Super Elite. Fighting Kenny Omega.
We questioned after Page 1, how were they going to make this work? And they made it work by forcing Danielson into a heel.
But it doesn't work. I would say it still doesn't work.
Well, yeah, no.
They booked themselves into a corner. They should have never put Bryan in the tournament.
No.
Because...
Well, they should have just never given Paige the win. It was natural for him to face Kenny Omega.
Right.
They fucked it up.
That was the whole thing. That's why you had the 30-minute draw.
Right.
Why did you have the 30-minute draw if you weren't going to do this?
They totally WWE'd this.
They did. They really did. And, of course, the AEW marks
don't greatest thing since sliced bread.
It makes no sense. He just fucking got there.
Yeah.
He's been a babyface. He just got there in September.
He can turn, but Cody can't?
Right.
What? What?
Yeah, what the fuck is that about?
I don't Jesus. Understand.
So Paige says, we could have this title match tonight. However, Bryan says, well, I've got my gear on. You've got on cowboy boots and jeans. I don't want to beat you for the AEW World Championship. And then you have the excuse that you're not ready.
Makes sense. That'd be fair.
So Paige says, I know Virginia's for lovers, but I'll still fight. And they butt heads, but the Dark Order separates them. The crowd chants, let them fight. But Bryan says, they know I'd kick his ass. There's no way they'd let him go. And then Paige tackles Bryan, but the Dark Order pulls him off and Bryan rolls out of the ring. Here's another thing that doesn't make sense.
Sure.
How is the heel, the solo guy, and the babyface has a stable of 10?
The massive faction? Right. Well, he's technically still not associated with
Has them. That ever been done in the history of wrestling?
Hey, they like fucking shit up over an
the
AEW.
The good guy has a stable of 10 that then they could all beat up the bad guy who's by himself.
No.
Oh my God.
It is very, very confusing what they're doing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How did they botch this so bad? Jesus, is this fucking QT Marshall? Is he still the head writer of AEW? What the fuck? Get someone that fucking knows something about wrestling. Jesus Christ. This is fucking terrible.
Maybe the Warrior's wife is now producing.
This is unbelievable. I can't believe they botched this so bad. I really can't.
They had a layup. They had a layup, Andrew.
Like, it would have just been better to do face Bryan Danielson versus face Adam Page. It would have been better than causing this unnatural heel turn that makes no sense at all.
No.
No sense.
And now I guess he's going to go through every member of the Dark Order?
Yeah, that's what he said after.
So then
Bryan fights Evil Uno. And the fact that Uno gets some offense in is just humiliating for Bryan. Bryan wins by stomping on Uno's head and then locking in the triangle submission. And he holds in the triangle after the bell and shows off his guns.
Because he's a heel now. He's a bad guy.
And after the match, he says, until I fight Adam Page for the championship, I'm going to take every member of the Dark Order and kick all their heads in. Next week, we're in Chicago, and I hear there's a Dark Order member from Chicago. And I'm like, who? And he's like, so Colt Cabana. I was like, oh, right, he's still a part of the Dark Order?
He's still there.
So Colt Cabana, if you got any nuts, I'm going to kick your head in at Chicago next week. Now, fans were saying online that Bryan is only being a heel this week because they were in Paige's hometown.
Oh, so it'll make even less sense next week when he's a face?
But they're wrong. That's not the case.
Well,
not the case at all.
How could you possibly think that?
Next week he's going to murder Colt Cabana in front of his home crowd.
Right.
Colt Cabana's not the champion. No one gives a fuck about him.
Right.
The people, they're in Chicago. You think anyone in Chicago gives a fuck that Colt Cabana's going to be there? Who else is from Chicago? CM Punk?
Yeah, they might care a little bit more about CM Punk.
Yeah, you think?
It's hard to explain, Andrew. It's hard to explain what they're doing here.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't get it. The last time Bryan Danielson turned heel in WWE, they actually made it make sense. They dropped some breadcrumbs because AJ Styles, I think they were tagging, I'm not exactly sure, but AJ Styles accidentally hit Bryan Danielson in a match and it caused him the match. And Bryan thought Styles did it on purpose and Styles with babyface is like, no, I didn't do it on purpose, but Bryan was convinced that he did. So then they had the title match and Bryan kicked AJ Styles in the nuts, turning heel, and won the WWE Championship right before Survivor Series.
Right.
It actually made sense. He's like, you fucked me over, I'll fuck you over.
But this, does not make sense. There's no fucking over.
No, there's no reason why he's a bad guy.
No.
There's no reason. Make it make sense. It's not that hard. You just have to, I mean, it's just stupid to turn him 2 months after he fucking showed up.
Yeah.
Anyways, next up, Tony Schiavone interviews Eddie Kingston backstage, but Danny Garcia and Everclear immediately interrupt and talk shit.
Ever Rise? No, 2.0. There we go.
So Eddie gets in Danny's face and he's like, you should be ashamed that these guys call you their son. And I'm like, what? They do what now?
Yeah, it came out of nowhere.
That's news to me.
Well, they mentioned it in the promo, like, don't worry about it, son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Eddie shoves him and then he says, I'm going to catering. Eddie said that.
Yeah. That was on brand for Eddie. You know what? That's probably the best.
So I guess because the next pay-per-view is not till February, these guys all got to do some random shit till then.
A lot of random shit.
Yeah. Next up, we have The Butcher and the Blade versus Orange Cassidy and Tomohiro Ishii.
Who are you?
I thought we were done with this bullshit.
No, Andrew. The crossover appeal is going to keep coming because, you know, there's massive pops for this guy, right? I mean, it was CM Punk levels when he came out. They're going, Tomohiro Ishii.
Yeah.
No.
Andrew. And apparently he's the New Japan Neverweight Champion. What the fuck is that?
Who are you?
The Neverweight Champion?
Never heard of it.
Of course not. Of course you haven't heard of it. No. And it turns out Ishii or whatever, he's just like every other New Japan wrestler who shows up to AEW and no sells.
Right.
Every motherfucker that has come from New Japan shows up and no sells. And then what do? They just forearm each other and forearm each other and forearm each other and forearm each other. 100 fucking times. Is every match in New Japan exactly the same? They just throw a fucking million forearms and no sell?
I don't know what it is like, but it feels like that's what it is. He's 45 years old.
So fucking boring.
Yet it was awful to watch.
And he doesn't do anything. He just forearms and forearms.
No.
Elbow strike, elbow strike. Wow. Holy shit. It's like shitty MMA.
Yeah, and they put him over like he was the next thing on God's green earth. He was amazing. He was not amazing.
We have lots of outside interference. We have the Who Are Yous in Matt Hardy's stable. The Who Are Yous in Orange Cassidy's stable.
Yeah, yeah.
Rocky Romero or whatever. And then Ishii hits Blade with a brain buster for the win. Okay, so he could do that.
He could about
do
it.
Brain buster. Oh, God. Why?
This was,
why is this on Dynamite?
This was terrible. And Tony Khan posted a picture with him and Orange Cassidy the moment they got confirmation that this was happening. Tony Khan looked like he just busted a nut. You know, I don't understand what the appeal was.
Right.
You know, if you're going to be bringing over all these Japanese stars, why not get the ones that actually fucking are really good?
Yeah.
Like the Rainmaker guy, Okada.
Okada, sure.
Yeah. I think people would love to see that.
Of course they would.
Why do I give two fucks about people that are 45 and over?
Right.
They're getting older and older.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yep. Yeah, it's bad.
Maybe we got to go through all this shit so we can get Okada, I guess.
Even so, I watched some of the Okada Omega matches and it was more no selling. Like a tombstone was a setup move. I was like, get the fuck out of here. All right.
Well, you're now accustomed to that, Andrew.
Yeah, apparently. Like they're kicking out of tombstones and then a clothesline wins the match. It's like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Like
now it's every Wednesday.
Yeah. Next up, Tony Schiavone interviews Andrade and FTR backstage. Andrade still needs someone to speak for him. Get Chavo back. Anyone, he needs someone to talk for him. It's so bad. He's been in the U.S. for a while, like years, and he still struggles.
Yeah.
Apparently, he just doesn't give a shit to even like try to learn, but it's rough.
It's bad.
They're all pissed about losing at Full Gear, and they want to have an 8-man tag with them and Malakai Black versus the Lucha Bros Pack and Cody. And then Tully Blanchard says, you know, Arn, you want to stick your nose in. I got one more in me.
I'm really upset.
No,
oh dear
no,
God,
no.
Please.
That actually could happen, Andrew.
Please, no. Please, God, no. Later, Malakai Black cuts a video promo hyping the match. The Lucha Bros also cut a promo hyping the match. Who cares?
Sure.
Next up, we go from a Tony Schiavone interview to a Tony Schiavone interview.
Oh, that's crazy.
Teleport.
Lots of running.
How do they still fuck this up? Jericho has mentioned this on his podcast. Like over a year ago, he mentioned this, that they do this.
Andrew.
And they need to fix it. But they fucking don't.
It's a care level. They don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Tony sells.
This is a simple fucking fix.
The more Tony on the show, the better.
And why is it only Tony? Where the fuck is Alex Marvez? Where's Dasha Fuentes or Gonzalez? Get anyone. If they're not available, get someone else. That's all you have to do.
Alex was there recently, like within the last week or two, and he's gone again. Oh, where'd you go, bro?
Get someone else. I'll fucking do it. Jesus. It can't just be Tony Schiavone throwing to Tony Schiavone. What the fuck is that?
He's the most important person in the show, Andrew. You know this.
Yes. So Tony Schiavone interviews Britt Baker backstage. Baker brags about her win at Full Gear and then says Jamie Hayter will be the TBS champion. Definitely not. I would say definitely not.
Yeah, I'd say the odds are not in her favor.
Yeah.
It's going to be Thunder Rosa.
You think?
I think so. It has to be. They have to give her something.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I think it's going to be between Ruby Soho. Mm-hmm. Maybe Thunder. I think the finals will be Jade Cargill versus Ruby Soho.
Oh, no.
And I think Jade Cargill, I think she should win.
Jade Cargill?
Yeah. I think she has the best character out of all of them right now. Like, she's big, she's dominant, she looks good.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, I love Thunder Rosa, but
she's a shitty wrestler.
Well, she's very green, but I think you go with her. I think she's the star there.
I guess you're just going to keep Thunder Rosa treading water.
If it's not Cargill, then it's Ruby Soho. It probably will just be Ruby Soho, honestly. Yeah, but I would go with Cargill. I don't know. Anyways, next up we have Nyla Rose versus Hikaru Shida.
I just want to
say, who's been begging for this rematch?
I just want to say it started slow, but it did get better. I thought this was one of the best Rose matches that I've seen. They've all been very shitty.
Well, if this was the best Rose match, then it was the only good Rose match right. that she's ever had.
It was funny because they started off.
I wouldn't call this good either. I wouldn't necessarily call this good. There was a couple good spots, but that doesn't make it a good match.
I thought it was decent. They started off. Who was it? Excalibur said, "We're looking at two of the greatest women champs ever." And, you know, I was thinking just, you know, even if there were only two women's champs, I still don't think that was a true statement.
Well, there haven't been many, right? I mean,
there haven't been many. Nyla Rose was not a good
Riho,
women's champ.
Riho, Rose, Shida Baker. Is that it?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a quarterfinal match in the TBS tournament. Nyla sat Shida on a chair, went for a rolling senton off the apron, but Shida moved and Nyla landed on the chair.
Ballsy.
And we never saw that chair again. Vicky Guerrero tried to hit Shida with the kendo stick, but Shida grabbed it from her and hit Vicky with it. This match went a commercial break too long.
It was long.
Later, Serena Deeb clips Sheeta's knee while the ref wasn't looking. And then Nyla hits her knee off the top rope, goes for the pin, but Shida kicks out. Then Nyla goes for a senton off the second rope. Shida moves. Nyla lands on her feet and then falls on her back.
Listen.
That was terrible. That was absolutely terrible.
Still learning.
Does she really make $2 million? Does she really make $2 million per year?
That's hard to believe.
Let that be wrong.
That's hard to believe.
Because if she makes $2 million per year, when Charlotte Flair shows up, is she going to get $20 million per year?
20, probably.
20?
Yeah. She's going to bankrupt the company.
Like, Nyla Rose is so bad at her job, she shouldn't even have a job wrestling.
Sure.
Like, anyone listening, like, what do you do for a living? Do you make 40,000? Do you make 50, maybe 30, anything like that? If you make that, Nyla Rose makes 2 million, you should probably make 10 million.
There's a good chance in the world.
You're better at your job than Nyla Rose is.
I mean, that's a fair statement. That's a fair statement. Like, I feel like I should probably deserve a couple million.
Yeah, for sure. If someone with no talent can get 2 million, holy shit.
She took
some. That was such a sent. What a senton. Fucking land on your feet and then fall back.
There were some good spots.
Good God.
Still one of the better matches that she had.
Yeah.
You know, it was a good technical wrestling match.
After that, Nyla put Sheeta in the stretch muffler and Sheeta immediately taps.
Yeah.
I would have rather seen Sheeta advance here so we don't have to watch another Nyla Rose match. But
I guess, I guess it's going to be Deeb and Sheeta forever, you know, fighting for the next 10
at least
weeks.
At least they have good matches.
They do have good matches.
And then I guess Ruby Soho's got to beat someone, and then she'll fight Nyla Rose, and Ruby will beat Nyla Rose, I'm sure. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from MJF with Sean Spears and Wardlow. MJF tells the Virginia crowd, so far I was hating Dynamite.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, like, what the hell's going on? Then MJF comes out, and I'm like, oh, okay, good. Finally.
Thank you, MJF.
Finally we'll have something good.
Mm-hmm.
So MJF tells the Virginia crowd, I could take your hometown horse and send him straight to the glue factory. I could even take a big old cowboy shit right on his title reign.
That's nice.
That's
nice.
Great.
Terrible image, but
and he
nice.
Says, despite what the rankings say, you all know I should be the next AEW world champion. And Excalibur says the guy who wrestles 3 times a year.
That's true.
And that's, again, this is why MJF has been like the best booked wrestler in AEW since it started. Because he's only lost singles match twice, right? Once
Jericho.
To Jericho and once to Moxley.
Moxley.
But again, they made it with certain circumstances where he should have won.
Right.
But then to also delay his title reign, or like to delay him getting another title shot, he only wrestles 3 times a year.
Yeah. I mean, he's not even anywhere near the top five, you know?
No, of course not.
Miro, Jungle Boy, Scorpio Sky, oddly enough.
Of course.
And, you know, Omega and Danielson. That's the top five. Crazy. Yeah.
Right.
Crazy.
So then MJF says, because nobody in that locker room is nearly as good as me, nobody in that locker room is on my level. And then finally, I'm watching AEW for an hour. I'm like, this sucks. And then I'm just like, holy shit. This is when CM Punk first arrived to AEW. And we were like, oh my God, think of the feuds. Oh my God, think of CM Punk versus MJF.
Instant classics on the mic. And you know what? They're not bad wrestlers either.
No. Of course not.
No, I this mean, is what we were thinking of when he first got here.
Talking shit to each other alone.
Right.
So Punk gets in the ring. The crowd chants, holy shit. MJF starts to talk, but gets a shut the fuck up chant. So instead, MJF just tells Punk, he's like, CM Punk, Maxwell. And he offers a handshake, but Punk smiles and walks away. This was perfect.
It was.
Because you don't want to blow it all at once where they're talking shit to each other. Right. And Revolution is 3 months away.
Right.
So you can't do this match before that pay-per-view.
You got to leave us with blue balls, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to edge us.
Yeah.
That's what they did here. It was perfect. Mm-hmm. It really was perfect.
This was perfect. Daniel Bryan, not perfect.
You know? No.
It's amazing how different they were booked.
And I would probably say as of right now, I would pick CM Punk to win, but this is a situation where Punk doesn't have to win.
No, this is what Punk came for. Punk came to put the young guys over. This is where Punk puts over
You think he's going to lose to MJF?
I think it's going to be screwy,
for
sure.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
A Wardlow interference and a ring to the eye?
I think you could do it, though. Yeah, well, that's a little too easy for Punk, though. That's too easy for Punk. Mm. That's a Darby thing. Darby's young. Punk can't lose to a diamond ring. That's like, you know, That's a Darby thing. That's not a Punk thing. You can't do the same thing. I think he could. I think you could definitely have him lose to MJF. He would have to cheat, do a shit ton of screwiness. But
yeah. I'm just saying,
I don't know if
this is
what
CM Punk came back for, apparently. You know, came back. He was bored and he wanted to put people over.
Right.
This is the person you put over.
We'll see. Next up, Tony Schiavone interviews Darby Allin. Darby says, MJF, you didn't break me mentally. And we will have a rematch one day. But for now, I want the biggest and the baddest that AEW has to offer. And then on up walks the Gun Club.
The biggest, for sure. I mean, they're giants. The dad's a giant compared to everybody else. But the baddest? No.
So Billy Gunn's like, yeah, I'm the baddest. I'm the biggest. So let's do this. And one of Billy Gunn's sons mocked Darby saying, I like turtles. That was funny. Jesus. But
oh, little Gunn was awful.
Poor Darby. Darby, you could tell he hated this. He literally says, screw it, let's do it. Yeah.
Like fuck, he's it, pissed. Whatever. I don't care.
He's like, yeah, well, yeah, MJF got CM Punk. I've got Billy Gunn.
Billy Gunn.
I've got Billy Gunn.
I'm getting a DX member. Oh, but Billy Gunn.
Billy Gunn. Next up, we have a backstage promo from the Super Click. Adam Cole says, Full Gear was the worst night of our careers. Matt Jackson says, it was the worst night of my life. And then Cole says, well, Nick and Matt aren't cleared, so on Rampage, it's going to be Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus against me and one of my best friends in the entire world, Mr. Bobby Fish.
Planting seeds.
Fish walks up.
Planting seeds.
Says, let's put an end to this Jurassic joke once and for all. And that is... and then Fish starts to do the Undisputed Era sign, but Matt yells, ah, you can't do that here. Can't say that here. And, but like he was like about to do
the fucking, he was close.
Undisputed Era sign. And Cole didn't even acknowledge that he was doing it. That was great as well.
It was good. I loved it.
I mean, obviously you can't have them be called the Undisputed Era. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I would totally be for Cole fucking, like fuck off Young Bucks. Because they're just, they're fucking goofballs anyway.
Eventually it will happen.
Like Adam Cole, since he's been in AEW, actually takes himself, for the most part, seriously. He did dress up as a Ghostbuster.
For the most part.
But again, when you look at their ring gear for Full Gear, the Young Bucks looked fucking stupid.
Right.
And Adam Cole's gear looked awesome.
Was the only one that looked legit.
Right. So later, Christian Cage and Jurassic Express cut a promo. Cage says, never bring a fish to a fist fight. And it was like, well, you're not even in the match, Christian.
Yeah.
And then Jungle
Boy... He's their older mentor.
Jungle Boy says, I'll eat thumbtacks for breakfast.
About with that same energy.
Is Jungle Boy and Von Wagner related? Like, did something go wrong?
Jungle Boy's his little brother?
Did something go wrong with Jungle Boy, or did something go right with Von Wagner?
They both have about the same energy. Yeah. One has a much bigger forehead than the other one, but...
Yeah. Next up, we have Leo Rush and Dante Martin versus The Acclaimed. Here's Max Caster.
Dante's fighting The Acclaimed again. He's got more partners than Pete Davidson. You can't make a choice. You a little bitch, put some bass in your voice. And yo, Leo, you're an amateur. And I think you're better off as a manager. And both of y'all are virgins.
Yeah. So that's the only reason to talk about this match. Yeah. Leo Rush hits a frog splash on Anthony Bowens for the win. And then after the match, it's Taz from Team Taz.
Hey. Hey, Leo.
Yeah.
Hey, Leo. It's me, Taz. We love you, bro.
It's not personal. It's not personal. So Leo Rush is a good guy now?
Transfacial at best. Okay. I don't know.
So Taz tells Martin, you have the opportunity to be a part of Team Taz. And Ricky Stark says, look what it's done for Will Hobbs.
Did you almost die from laughter?
Yes. He's like, next week's the 1 year anniversary that Will Hobbs has been a part of Team Taz.
And he's been doing nothing but
look. He's done absolutely nothing. That was fucking hilarious, Ricky. That was fucking
That was
funny.
A little bit too true.
That was too hilarious. True. Next up, we have Jay Lethal versus Sammy Guevara for the TNT Championship for the main event.
Tony Nese is back.
Oh, yeah.
He couldn't afford those Full Gear tickets, but no. He could afford Dynamite tickets.
The hottest free agent watching in the crowd. Tony fucking Nese. Sammy went for a shooting star press off the top rope, but Lethal got his knees up.
Ouch.
And then Sammy rolled out of the ring and sold this for the entire picture-in-picture commercial break. Entire break.
Yeah.
They really wanted people to think this was real, but it wasn't. It was, you know, his ribs were taped.
Yeah. They got me. You know me. I'm Gullible Josh.
But they did the thing where they paused the match and they have Doc Samson check on him for like 3 minutes.
Right.
And he's out of the ring. The ref starts counting Sammy out and then he goes, hold on, hold on. Check on him. Right. It's like, okay. If this was a boxing match,
match will be over.
You lose. Right. If this was MMA, you lose.
TKO.
If this was wrestling a couple years ago, you lose.
No.
But now they do this weird thing where it's like, hold on, he needs time to rest. He's knocked out. Yeah, he's knocked out. It's over.
Yeah.
I don't like that. That doesn't make sense either. But Sammy eventually decides to continue because he gets a fucking 5 minute break. Later, Lethal was laying on the timekeeper's table, and Sammy went for a senton off the top rope.
Holy shit.
But Lethal moved, and Sammy went through the table, killing himself again.
And
just
I'm,
like he did at Full Gear.
At this moment, I'm thinking, wow, they're actually going to give it to Lethal.
No.
Holy shit.
No, of course not. It's just a table,
yeah,
Josh.
Yeah, you knew. I fucking was in doubt. I was like, holy shit.
Again, well, yeah. Again, a few years ago, you do a senton off the top rope through a table to the outside. That's it.
Yeah.
It's over. But a couple minutes later, Sammy hits the GTH for the win.
You knew the setup. I didn't know the setup.
Yeah. After the match, Jericho, Santana, Ortiz come out to celebrate with Sammy, and then Sammy and Lethal shake hands to end the show.
I don't understand why they weren't out there to begin with. I guess
no,
just to give
baby,
us...
Well, because he's a baby face. You're not supposed to have like three of your friends ringside when you're a baby face.
You're not? I mean, no. As part of a stable, I thought the stable went everywhere with each other. That's just me, I guess.
Not when you're a baby face.
I guess.
Next up, NXT star... Or not next up. Next show. We got NXT. Still sucks.
Yeah.
NXT starts with Tony D'Angelo versus Dexter Lumis.
And I turned it off and I was like, I need a break already.
That's what I did last night. Yeah. Before the match, Lumis revealed a drawing of Tony literally sleeping with the fishes. during the match, this is only a few minutes, Tony threw Dexter's easel in the ring, and then he gave Dexter a thumb to the eye while the ref got rid of it, and then he hit a swinging neck breaker for the win. After the match, Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams attack Lumis. They put his hand through a chair, and Melo jumps off the second rope to stomp on it, and now he can't paint anymore.
Can't paint.
Can't draw.
I guess he's dead now?
He's
dead. He die?
Maybe. So then Johnny Gargano runs out and Melo and Trick retreat. And he says, you mess with the wrong...
Father-in-law.
No. The wrong son-in-law. Guy's son-in-law.
The wrong guy's son-in-law. That's what it was.
Yeah. But that was wrong. He should have said, well, I guess, whatever. But
don't put too much thought into it, Andrew. You're going to get a headache.
Yeah. After the break, Johnny demands that Melo and Trick come back out, but Pete Dunne comes out and says, you saw me beat Melo, and Johnny's like, yeah, with my help. And then Melo and Trick appear on the platform behind the ring. They were just there, and now they're behind the platform.
They did more work to climb the platform than just to come out.
And Trick calls them dwarves. Pete asks, who are you? And Johnny says, oh, he carries Melo's bags.
That was the only appropriate thing in this whole thing, you know, the who are you, that made more sense than anything.
Yeah,
I appreciated it.
And then Melo tells them he's gonna put his title on the line against both of them next week in a triple threat match,
and they're not gonna
Trick's
win.
Like, what are you doing, dummy? Yeah. But he probably retains,
unfortunately.
Next up, we have Diamond Mine versus Odyssey Jones, and it's jacket time. Get ready to jacket.
I needed another break after this, Andrew.
Yeah,
I saw that and I was like, God, I need another 10-minute break.
Backstage before the match, Joe Gacy visits Diamond Mind and Malcolm Bivin tells him if you want to try out, it's $837.50. So holla at me. And then he gives him his business card.
Oh,
what is that? What is that?
I can't do this.
What's happening? Where's Harland?
Harland?
Where's him? Is he still in jail?
He's still in Joe Gacy's basement in his hole, putting lotion on his skin.
Yeah. And then Jones crossbody strong for the win. I couldn't watch this match. I skipped the match.
That was the only note that I had. Jones flying crossbody for the
you
win.
You skipped it too?
I did. I said, oh my God, no. I wasn't kidding, Andrew. I skipped it. I took a 10-minute break.
I watched the highlights. That's it, because they showed a few highlights. But yeah, Jones crossbody strong for the win.
It was
tough. I can't
tough.
Watch Ike Manjiro.
It was tough. No. Mm-mm. No, I can't do it. I miss just regular... what's his face?
Roderick Strong?
Yeah, I miss Roderick Strong back in the day.
Yeah.
And all this bullshit with Diamond Mine, it's awful. It sucks. And Malcolm Bivens is terrible. I don't understand it.
Everyone is pretty terrible. Everyone.
I mean, maybe 2.0 just hasn't found its right footing yet, but God, Jesus, every week it's worse.
Yep. Backstage, the Grizzled Young Veterans call Zapp Gibson's Nana while holding the NXT Women's Tag Titles to make Nana think that they're the tag champs. And she's like, oh, I'm proud of you. Good job.
Thank God Nana doesn't watch, I guess.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Then we have MSK's Excellent Adventure. How long can this possibly go on? How fucking long?
They're going to get to the next destination. He's going to be moved again. I'm telling you, that's what's happening.
So they're at the airport, but they're worried they're going to be arrested for having weed in their bag.
That's what I thought.
Well, yeah. Of course, that's what the joke was. But they get past security, so they make it. And then they fly separately. Why did they fly separately? What was the joke there?
The only way to keep the sexual tension going. That's what I thought.
I thought they wanted to join the Mile High Club. How are they going to do that if they're on separate planes?
Right, but then at the last minute, they're like, no, we can't do it. We can't do it. We can't do it. We got to separate planes.
Yeah. So they land somewhere, and they're like, all right, let's meet him. And then next week, I guess. Fuck. Jesus Christ. It doesn't get better. Next up, we have Andre Chase versus Zion Quinn.
The only good part about NXT 2.0.
What is the gimmick here, Josh?
I'm telling you. Andre Chase is the only thing that keeps me watching. He's funny.
All right, well, Quinn gets the easy win with the jackhammer.
I stopped watching.
He does the jackhammer, but they don't say jackhammer.
No.
Up and down.
You can't say jackhammer.
Okay. After the match, Wilder Mendoza, why do they give him the jackhammer if they can't say the jackhammer?
Because they're still trying to think of a new word for it, Andrew.
After the match, it's the jackhammer! You it's can't call it anything else. After the match, Wilder Mendoza attack Quinn, but Quinn fights them off. But then Santos Escobar hits Quinn from behind.
Where the hell have you been?
Injured, apparently, and now he's back.
And then Electra Lopez shows up, and she says, no one says no to Electra Lopez. And then they slam him on some hard steel.
I guess he's going to be fighting Quinn. Escobar and Quinn.
Sure. Next up we have... It doesn't get better.
I took another fucking break when I saw the poker.
It doesn't poker get table. Any better.
I was like, I can't watch this poker
You
table.
Skipped it?
I only saw the end of it.
Okay, so we have Cameron Grimes versus Duke Hudson. Poker showdown.
Tell me what happened.
You could tell the dealer has never done this before. This was one hand... of Texas Hold'em.
High stakes.
That's what you do. Yeah, that's Texas Hold'em. One hand. One hand of Texas Hold'em. And Duke had the cards to win. Grimes had nothing, but he was overconfident and went all in. Mm-hmm. And then Duke folds because he thinks Grimes has a flush. But then he checks Grimes' cards and he freaks out and attacks him. He powerbombs Grimes through the poker table. And then Duke pulls out some scissors and cuts Grimes' beard and his hair. And
Andrew, spoiler alert, award nominee.
Now Grimes is going to have to shave his beard, I guess.
I guess.
Because part of it's
I didn't
up.
Know this became a hair versus hair poker card match.
Yeah, poker
this,
card.
This was awful. Awful.
Yeah. What can you say? What can you say? Next up, we have Kyle O'Reilly and Von Wagner versus Brooks Jensen and Josh Briggs.
Thank God. A good... I'm kidding.
I had trouble telling these teams apart. Backstage before the match, Kyle tells Von, well, if it isn't Adam Pearce's bodyguard.
Oh.
And Von's like, hey, come on, man. And Kyle's like, no, it's cool. It's cool.
You can
it's
cheat on me.
Tuesday.
It's
you know what we do on Tuesday? And he's like, fuck in the woods? No.
Not anymore because you're
That's Wednesday. Wednesday we do that after we win.
Right.
Skip this match too. Wagner hits Jensen with his finisher for the win. Great.
That's about it. Yeah, I didn't miss much.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm. Next up, we have Lashing Out with Lash Legend. Oof. Grayson Waller hijacks the show and talks trash about LA Knight because Knight shit on him in a video promo earlier in the show. But then Waller, who's feuding with Knight, turns heel?
This was almost as strange of a heel turn as Bryan Danielson.
Yeah, the only difference is this one doesn't fucking matter.
Right.
This was just as stupid, but it doesn't fucking matter.
Way out
of
left.
It's not as important. But he's like, this business isn't about wins and losses anymore. And it's like, yeah, sadly, it's not.
He's like, very true. Very true, Waller.
It's about how many followers and likes you get. And they boo him. And he's like, oh, sorry, I didn't wrestle at a fucking high school gym and eat a hot dog.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I didn't wrestle for a handshake and a hot dog.
Sorry, I came on this show because I was cool.
Yeah.
And I was on a reality TV show.
Right.
Fuck faces.
Basically. Next up, we have Persia Perrotta versus Gabby Stevens.
Perrotta.
Perrotta. And Jenna Levy.
Who are you? Right.
Mm-hmm. This was supposed to be a tag match, but Persia told Indy, go be with your man. Because he's hurt.
See, that's why I love Parada so much. She's so warm.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think she needs some Josh Lovin.
Yeah. So Robert Stone comes out to watch Persia dominate, and she gets the win.
Persia, I'm just telling you, do not go with Stone.
No.
Nothing good happens.
Your career will be over.
Yes. Stick with Indy. You know what? Maybe join Johnny's
Everyone
weird family.
Everyone that's been with Stone
is now gone.
Jesse Kamea, she got released.
She got released too.
Frankie Monet got released.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea Green got released.
Aaliyah was the only one that got re-signed.
Reassigned. Aaliyah's an idiot on SmackDown now.
Right. She'll be released soon.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Parada, stay away. Stay away.
They chose to keep Aaliyah over B-Fab. Like, yeah. What?
Over Jesse Kamea. I mean, Jesus.
Sure. But, I mean, B-Fab at least was a part of a stable.
Right.
Yeah, next up we have, we see Casey Catanzaro and Caden Carter at Astroworld. How many people did they kill?
This is awful.
It's just this video, like, it's just this video package of them at concerts. And it's like, yeah, all right, cool.
I want to take this moment to apologize. Because after this vignette, I started to realize, I was like, I was wrong for complaining back in the day that, you know what, maybe I should have known a little bit more about some of these tag teams.
Yeah.
I don't really fucking care. Please. No. I don't want to know anything about these tag teams anymore. Right. I give two fucks. Two fucks. I don't need the backyard vignettes between Briggs and whatever the fuck his partner's name. I don't need the Brokeback Mountain between Wagner and Kyle O'Reilly. I don't give two fucks about Astro. These girls going to rock concerts and now they're wild and crazy girls. I don't give two fucks. I really give less fucks about MSK and GYV. Andrew, oh my God, I know so much about these tag teams. I really don't.
Well, that's why you want to watch. You're invested, right? You got to know them, and they're all so cool.
No, awful, awful.
Yeah, it's bad. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Tommaso Ciampa. You're like, yeah, at least he's good, right?
Yeah.
He talks some shit about a few guys. He tells Grayson Waller, you could eat my hot dog or something like that.
Yeah, it was sexual, yeah.
But then he's interrupted by Bron Breakker. It's like, oh, this guy still.
Still, cool. Jesus.
He should be in the back of the line. But no, he's still at the front. He tells Ciampa he's going to take the NXT championship from him. However, Ciampa says, I'm no math major, but the way I see it, you've got less than a 33 1/3% chance of ever taking this title from me.
I thought they weren't supposed to, you know, like they weren't supposed to mention that he was related to Rick Steiner. But they keep on like brushing up against it.
Right.
Go fuck yourself.
I like the line, but it just was delivered like.
Sure.
The delivery wasn't great. He should have let it breathe because then he just kept talking.
Yeah.
Because the crowd tried to react to it, but then he just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
Ciampa also tells Breakker, you're just a puppy and I'm the NXT champion. And he walks away from him.
Yeah. Okay. All whatever. Right. He probably will take the belt at War Games.
At War Games.
Yeah, probably. God.
Next up, we have Raquel Gonzalez versus Dakota Kai for the main event. Mackenzie Mitchell interviewed Raquel earlier in the show. And then when she tossed back to commentary, Vic Joseph said, "Thanks, babe."
He did say that. I listened to it twice, and I was like, he did say that, right?
Yeah.
Right?
So wow. Now he wants the world to know. He's like, just in case, I'm fucking that. It's like, all right, Vic Joseph, yeah. Sure,
thanks.
Mackenzie's hot. You got a hot chick to be right. Your fiance. Good right. For you, buddy.
Canon now, I guess.
Right. Also backstage before the match, Mandy
Stop
Rose...
Stop masturbating to my girlfriend. That's yeah. What he was saying.
Mandy Rose tells Dakota to end Raquel tonight, but Dakota says, when I do, you'll owe me twice. Then, the Grizzled Young Veterans return the tag titles to Gigi and JC, and they call them losers.
Yeah.
Which, because they are.
I mean, they are. Yeah.
Again, I skipped most of this match, but towards the end... Did I miss anything good?
I mean, there were some counters and whatnot, but I mean, it was a regular match. Nothing
so,
interesting.
Towards the end, Dakota pulls out the shovel, but Raquel kicks her and gets it from her. And then Raquel is about to hit Dakota with the shovel, but then Toxic Attraction shows up and attacks Gonzalez for the DQ. Then Cora Jade runs out and hits some of them with her tiny baby skateboard.
The world's smallest skateboard.
But then Mandy clotheslines her. Then Zoe Stark comes out in crutches and a knee brace.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
But then Io comes out.
Oh, my God. It's happening.
And Zoe hands her one of her crutches. Io beats up Toxic Attraction and Dakota with the crutch. Cora DDTs JC on her skateboard. Raquel throws them out. The good girls stand tall.
And William Regal's walking out to the stage, right?
No. And I love you, Io. Everyone knows how much I love Io Shirai.
Yeah.
She's probably my favorite women's wrestler. But then Io grabs the mic and yells, "War Games!"
Cut to black. William Regal is rolling over in his grave. His grave, Andrew.
Oh, no!
No, 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 no.
Oh, no!
Awful.
Yeah.
This is how you get the War Games back?
I guess William Regal's too old to be on NXT 2.0, right? That's the thing.
That might be what it is. They mentioned him once at the beginning of the first episode, and I've never mentioned him since.
Yeah. And the way they've always announced War Games is there's a bunch of baby faces and a bunch of heels fighting,
mm-hmm.
and they can't be separated. And then William Regal comes out and yells, "War Games!" This time, the baby faces beat up the heels. They're standing tall in the ring, and then they yell War Games?
Right.
You already won. You already beat them up.
How do they have the power to announce War Games, too?
Yeah.
I don't understand. So apparently
it's
going to be a four-woman match.
So we have Toxic Attraction and Dakota Kai versus Cora Jade, Io Shirai, Raquel Gonzalez, and someone else.
TBD.
Who else?
Who's going to be the girl
Lash
that joins?
Legends.
Ooh, no, please.
Who else
God,
is there?
No.
Can't be Kaylee Ray. She's a heel. Who else is there?
There's
Cora Jade.
Of.
Like, good God. Like, we'll have one good spot in the match because Io Shirai's in it.
Right.
You know, when she, the last time when she put the trash can over her head and jumped off.
I just, after the ladder match that Toxic Attraction had.
Right. They almost died.
Right. How the fuck are they going to trust them? On War Games. Mandy Rose is going to be in a War Games match? What?
What other babyface females are in NXT that are available that aren't in a tag team?
Maybe
it's
they're hoping,
Lash Legend, right?
Maybe they're hoping Stark heals before
No, then? It's a fucking torn ACL.
She could get out there on one leg, catch people.
I didn't care that much. I mean, if we can't think of one, then that's the problem.
I can't. No, it is.
Yeah. So... Maybe
Casey,
last...
Cat, and Zero.
No, they're in a tag team.
There you go.
They're in a tag team. You're looking it up. All right, let's see.
Male
Boa?
Wrestlers. Female wrestler. Oh, God. That is a short okay. Stable. Ming Ling. Ming Ling.
Mei Ying. That's a no.
Electra Lopez. That's a no. Catalina's gone. Candice LeRae. If she
no,
has her baby in
Pregos.
Time.
No.
Indy.
I guess it could be Indy, but
or
no.
Or Persia Parada.
No.
Saray, maybe.
Could be Saray.
Yeah.
I guess Saray. I'm going to say Saray.
Probably Saray. Yep.
Oh, my God, Andrew.
They don't even have Lash Legend on there.
Thank God.
Well, she's not a wrestler. Has she wrestled? That's true.
Andrew, this has the chance to be the worst wrestling event in history.
It's true. It could be.
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
You never know.
I agree.
All right, let's give some awards. Who did you have for worst dressed?
Ike Manjiro with his jacket.
Oh, you know what? I fast-forwarded that, so I never saw him. Yeah. I had Robert Stone.
Yeah, that's fine.
Best dressed?
Persia Parada, hands down.
I had Mandy Rose. Worst acting?
Trick.
Trick Williams. Jungle Boy's promo on Dynamite was really bad.
Yeah, he's bad.
There's no inflection in his voice. Best acting?
Max Caster. I love him, man.
All right. Yeah, he was
there,
good.
There were some good ones on AEW.
It's still MJF.
Sure.
Worst comment?
I just talked to Snow White, and she said she's missing two dwarves. Thank you, Trick.
I had EO yelling War Games. That's not your line.
Yeah.
That's not your line. Best
but
comment?
Regal doesn't exist anymore. Best comment? I'm the man who'll start a bidding war in 2024.
That was good.
MJF.
And I have MJF saying I could take a cowboy shit all over his title reign. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Worst match?
Orange and his Asian grandpa versus Butcher and the Blade.
Oh my God. Yes. Double down. Super slow-mo as well for me.
I had Persia Parada and the Jobbers for slow-mo.
Okay, but best match?
Sammy and Jay Lethal, I guess.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Worst move?
Any number of Asian grandpa not selling?
God. Yeah, I'm going to go with Nyla's senton, though, because that was such a fuck-up. Best move?
Sammy with his senton onto the table.
Correct.
Amazing.
Worst moment or segment?
War Games.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah,
it was bad.
I had that for worst comments, so I'm going to say lashing out. That's always terrible.
I'm looking at yours for best moment, and I guess, yeah.
It has to be. Was it not MJF and CM Punk?
I had not applicable for the longest, but yeah, I guess you're right.
No, of course it's that.
It's the only thing.
When MJF is like, it's such an easy thing, and right. They used to do it all the time, and I'm glad, but it's like, you know, the heel's like, I'm the best, no one can beat me. And that's what MJF said. He's like, no one's on my level, no one can beat me, and then Punk's music hits, and you're like, oh my God!
Right.
It's happening!
My problem was that was really the only moment. The only moment.
Yeah.
That was it.
And the Bobby Fish thing was kind of cool too, but...
That was all
it doesn't right. compare to this.
No.
This was amazing.
Not even close.
I mean, it was the only reason why you would watch Dynamite.
Right.
Really, this week. But yeah, that's all for awards. I don't have the ratings. Who cares? They've been the same for a long time anyways.
Yeah.
But AEW wins again, right?
Yeah, wins again.
Has to.
And like we mentioned earlier, you know, podcast... You know, this was another week where NXT could have.
They could have done it.
If they could just put together one solid show.
Yeah.
But no. Leads me to believe that Triple H has still not come back from that heart attack. He's still gone.
I guess. Yeah. But even so, like, Triple H wouldn't have made NXT 2.0 this way. You know?
That, as we joked,
but he wasn't
before,
out with the, he, you know, he wasn't out with the heart attack when NXT 2.0 debuted.
We joked before Triple H gets one segment in 3 minutes.
Yeah,
his one segment in 3 minutes was Tommaso Ciampa and
I guess so.
Bron Breakker. That was right. It.
What do you got for Reese's Pieces?
There's not too much pieces this week. No. I thought it was interesting. I'd just read something from Becky Lynch. She told WrestlingNews.com. You know, that she watches AEW. I watch everything. Competition is great. I think for the stars, it gives options. If you don't like vanilla, you can go with chocolate. If you don't like strawberries, you can go with butterscotch. There's options for fans, for wrestlers, and yeah, that's great. So it's kind of nice, you know, that, sure. You know, they're kind of, you know, mentioning, you know, they do take it seriously.
Right.
You know, I kind of like it. That's pretty much all I got. Unless you want to do like a history of Tomohisa Ito.
Oh, no. You know, of course you not. Why would I want to do that? Why the hell would I want
to
do that?
I mean, just a little bit more background on him.
That's all right.
We're going to be seeing him for the next couple weeks.
We are?
Probably. Oh, man. We saw the last guy for like 3 weeks, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, he's not going to fly all the way to Japan and then fly right back, Andrew. Okay. Go on.
All right, fan questions. Stone Cold Savage, here's an idea. Have a dedicated show on the official funeral of NXT coverage. Highlight all the good NXT shit throughout the years.
That was good.
Maybe an awards show for best moments, superstars, etc. Because NXT is fucking dead. No one wants this shit covered.
Yeah. There was NXT and then there's this.
Yeah.
They're two different things. You can't call it NXT. No. It should be called something else.
Right.
Vince McMahon, wacky, wild imagination.
Mm-hmm. Bobby the Mark Soydam, didn't I say Hangman was going to win? Yeah, you did.
You did.
Good for you.
And apparently everyone thought that's what the big money was on Hangman winning.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have.
Right. Joel Hansen, NXT 3.0, that's not some renegade shit. That's just shit. All right. I didn't hear about NXT 3.0.
Well, that's
maybe they should.
They should. They need to do another rebrand.
They need another one. Jake Baker, Push Fire Barry, Punk versus MJF. Brian Danielson versus Hangman, Tony versus Vince. I mean, Push, Punk, MJF.
You got to push
in that Punk order, I guess.
Yeah, I'd like to see a Hell in a Cell between Tony and Vince, though.
Okay. That'd be great. Yeah, sure. D. Barry, if they progress with this Punk MJF feud, who comes out on top? Yeah, we talked about that.
We did.
Pop Culture Junkie said the viewers, and yeah, that's true.
Very true.
Keith Hoffman, I was watching NXT. My wife walks in the room during the MSK segment and she goes, "What is this shit?" I say NXT and she says, "Wait, wasn't that the only show that was good? Not anymore, babe. Not anymore."
She should have been like, "Why are you watching a show for a 3-year-old?"
Yeah. Sean P. Matthews, that Ishii guy from Japan is truly the slowest human being I've ever seen in my life.
Right.
I'd rather watch a Big Show 30-minute draw against Shanky, then another Ishii match.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kyle Foxen with Survivor Series. So then Devin McSperrin says you should probably watch a New Japan Pro Wrestling match before making your wild conclusions. It'll be good for your health. But here's the thing is if you're showing this guy for the first time to AEW fans who don't watch New Japan like us.
We don't have any history.
We don't have, yeah. I mean,
I don't know two fucks about this guy.
It's their responsibility to make us give a shit to go want to watch him in New Japan.
Why do I need to do homework to watch this guy?
That's always the excuse people give for like Marvel movies, which by the way, I love the Marvel movies, but they're like, oh, well, Kevin Feige explained in an interview that this was this. And it's like, oh, well, they should have explained it in the movie.
Right.
I shouldn't have to do research to fucking understand a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Foxton, with Survivor Series being so random and terribly built, is there any chance we could have Josh fill out a scorecard to become Joshy 3 belts?
It's possible.
Yeah.
Possible.
Popo Jr., NXT TV 14, Toxic Attraction, live threesome celebration confirmed. Yeah, that'd be the only reason to watch.
That'd be the only one for sure.
Devin, since my wrestling question was already asked, Elijah Moore or Kendrick Bourne in my flex? Oh, God. I don't know. Moore's been pretty hot. He gets some garbage time TDs.
Elijah Moore?
He's on the Jets. He's a rookie. Pop Culture Junkie, Ric Flair says, with Brian and Punk, AEW should be consistently hitting 1.1 million in ratings, yet a show like Raw that has huge stars for decades struggles to get 2 million, yet it used to hit 6.0 on a regular basis. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. High five, not six. Best comment, Billy Gunn's son saying, "I like turtles." Yeah, that was good.
That was the best comment?
I don't know about best, but that was funny. Frank Dingaling. Yo, I know y'all don't watch Dark, neither do I, but I have heard Fuego del Sol 2 is Cody. Fuego del Sol 2?
There's two Fuego del Sols?
Oh, no, someone said that they wrestle in a tag team on Dark and Cody wears a mask or something and he's...
I will say that I, you know how I like seeing some of the cameos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just checking who's on there. That Fuego do Sol does have a cameo, but the cameo is with Cody. Like if
right.
You,
no, yeah, that's we did find that. We
oh,
did
okay. See that. You saw that, yeah. So if you get a Fuego do Sol cameo, don't worry, you're gonna get a little bit of Cody too.
Yeah.
So that's the only plus.
Yeah, apparently they do a tag team on Dark or whatever, and Cody's in a mask too or something. I don't know.
I guess.
End of days for WWE. It looks like AEW isn't too keen on pushing all four of their future pillars at the same time.
Right.
MJF gets Punk. Jungle Boy tags against defunct Undisputed Era. Oh, we don't say that here. Sammy moves on with his title, and Darby gets Billy Gunn. Only one promoter would think this was good shit.
I think there should also be a fifth pillar, Max Caster. I didn't realize he's 20 years old.
Yeah.
And yeah. He's in a feud with Lio Rush.
Just let them be the tag champs because
yeah,
the Lucha reals. Bros FTR thing sucks.
Right. Please.
Do you agree that this is an oversight on AEW on a special push fire Barry? Push Barry the four pillars. Darby Allin, Jungle Boy, Sammy Guevara, MJF. Barry, Jungle Boy. Jungle Boy can't talk.
Barry, Jungle Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Darby's not great on the mic either, but he's not... Jungle Boy bad. Jungle Boy is fucking terrible on the mic.
And plus,
terrible.
Plus, with Darby, you get Sting!
Shut the fuck up.
Jungle
Don't
Boy.
Make me change my pick.
Jungle Boy, you get Luchasaurus.
Yeah, well, I kind of liked Luchasaurus before they did absolutely nothing with him.
Nothing. Ugh. He needs a singles push.
Yeah. But all right.
We are done. We're done.
Ooh. Fucking done.
This was rough this week, Andrew. It was rough.
At least we had MJF and Punk.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh, no. Andy's always right. Don't you dare have a different opinion. Sounds like Stone Cold Steve Austin. It kinda looks like Kevin Owens. Dean Ambrose is in his daydreams, and Charlotte is in his sex dream. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. Obnoxious, crazy, loud, egocentric. No doubt that's Joe. Proclaim strongest and best looking man in the world. Loves wrestling, but only part time. Strong, Ric Flair's pretty sublime. Yeah, what's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. Eric's third most loved, and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacey Kubler is that high. And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling?